Kestrel Aircraft will not assemble its planes in Maine after all. India's homegrown helicopter suffers another setback. And another government committee concludes LightSquared's plan won't work. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, January 17th, 2012. Economic development officials in Brunswick, Maine, apparently couldn't make things happen, or at least not fast enough, and Kestrel Aircraft has announced a big change in plans. Instead of building its new turboprop at the former Naval Air Station Brunswick, now a civilian complex called Brunswick Landing, Alan Klapmeyer's new company will only do finishing work there, expected to eventually provide only about 100 or so jobs. Kestrel will now have its headquarters and do its airframe manufacturing in Superior, Wisconsin. The Duluth News Tribune reports that Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker held a news conference in Superior yesterday morning to announce the agreement. The paper reports that the Douglas County Land and Development Committee voted unanimously on January 10th to recommend that 13.3 acres near Richard I. Bong Memorial Airport be transferred to the Superior Redevelopment Authority to make the deal happen. That must still be finalized by the Douglas County Board on Thursday. The Wisconsin facility would begin as a 35,000-square-foot manufacturing plant, which it's hoped will employ 600 people over the next 4 years. It would eventually grow to 50,000 square feet. WDIO-TV reports the overall incentive package from the state of Wisconsin will include $112 million in tax credits, a $2.4 million low-interest loan, and other incentives from the city, and $500,000 plus the land transfer from Douglas County. And the Kestrel folks will have a much shorter trip to Oshkosh each summer. An indigenously developed multi-role helicopter in India has suffered what the nation's NewsX Live online service says is the fifth crash in the program's troubled history. The Hindustan Aeronautics Limited Dhruv helicopter went down Sunday at the Mana Airport in Chhattisgarh's Raipur district. The Times of India reports two pilots and three technicians on board were transported to Ramkrishna Hospital, where all were expected to survive, but the pilot was initially listed in serious condition. There's no indication on possible cause so far. The Dhruv was first announced in 1984, but changing military priorities and U.S. sanctions on India following a nuclear test in 1998 are cited as factors delaying the helicopter's development. It entered service in 2002 with the Indian Armed Forces and is also available in civilian trim. The aircraft involved in Sunday's mishap was reportedly operated by India's Border Security Force and was engaged in a test flight. The National Space-Based Positioning, Navigation, and Timing Executive Committee announced late Friday that the nine federal agencies participating have unanimously concluded that none of LightSquared's proposals for its 4G nationwide network on frequencies close to those used by GPS would overcome significant interference issues. The committee is a U.S. government organization established by presidential directive to advise and coordinate federal departments and agencies on matters concerning GPS and related systems. The statement reads in part, quote, "Based upon this testing and analysis, there appear to be no practical solutions or mitigations that would permit the LightSquared broadband service, as proposed, to operate in the next few months or years without significantly interfering with GPS. As a result, no additional testing is warranted at this time," unquote. LightSquared has responded with a statement charging that, quote, "federal agencies have demonstrated bias and inappropriate collusion with the private sector," unquote. Still ahead, eminent domain backfires on an Indiana county. Delta could get too big if it acquires AMR. And a missing World War II-era C-47 is found in Bangladesh. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, January 17th. I'm Paul Platt. Eminent domain laws allow government agencies to condemn private land for projects which benefit the public. But as one Indiana county has learned the hard way, taking more than is needed or fudging on the fair value of that land can get expensive. An attorney for a woman whose land was taken for a runway expansion says he'll file for a judgment to collect $865,000 in compensation won by the landowner in court. Attorney John W. Meade tells the Jeffersonville News and Tribune that the proposed extension of runway 1836 at Clark County Regional Airport to 7,000 feet required the taking of only a portion of Margaret Dreyer's 72 acres, but the Clark County Board of Aviation Commissioners took the whole thing. The county says it acted to avoid leaving the landowner with only a swampy, unmarketable remnant of the plot, and that the FAA also advised taking the whole parcel. A bigger issue was a wide disparity between the county's appraisal of what it called farmland and what the owner's appraiser called light industrial. The eminent domain law requires considering the highest and best use of the property in determining its value. The News and Tribune reports the difference between the two appraisals was almost $890,000. The jury decided on a number in the middle, $865,000, and the county's already paid $200,000 of that. It now must find the rest, plus $24,035 in attorney's fees, and will have to pay interest of up to $194 per day until the case is settled. The county reportedly finished the year with a surplus of $1.78 million. As Delta Airlines, U.S. Airways, and a private equity firm called TPG Group appear to be mulling bids to take over struggling American Airlines, business experts are weighing in on who might prevail and wondering if antitrust regulators will go along. The Wall Street Journal Thursday reported the interest by the three prospective bidders. Delta and U.S. Airways have declined comment, but the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports we may be seeing the end game of airline consolidation, which began in the U.S. with deregulation in 1978. But Richard Gritta, a University of Portland finance professor, tells the paper he's not sure letting Delta grow to include almost a third of all domestic routes, or Delta and United together owning up to 60% of the domestic airline market, is a good idea. Quote, "I would say the concentration in this industry is getting dangerously high. If I were antitrust regulators, I would shoot it down." Unquote. George Hamlin, a consultant based in Fairfax, Virginia, worries that if Delta acquires American, it might become too big to fail. He worries the company would represent such a big piece of the overall economy that financial trouble could require a federal bailout. Quote, "From a policy standpoint, this is going to require a really hard look." Unquote. The city of Wichita, Kansas, has been an economic punching bag for the recession. One bright spot is a commitment from Southwest Airlines, received last week, to continue scheduled service to Mid-Continent Airport, not only by continuing existing AirTran flights, but by continuing service once all those flights are officially absorbed into Southwest next year. But to get that commitment, the delegation of officials from Kansas, who went to Texas to meet with officials of the airline, had to promise to continue the Kansas Affordable Airfares program. That's a subsidy for airlines. The routes served by Wichita by Southwest will be announced later, after the airline completes a market study. And finally today, more members of the Greatest Generation may soon be coming home. An online news service in Bangladesh is reporting that Indian paramilitary forces have discovered the wreckage of a World War II C-47B cargo aircraft in northeastern Tripura State. An officer of Assam Rifles, the paramilitary unit, who spoke on condition of anonymity, told BDNews24.com, quote, "The task was difficult as the aircraft had crashed 65 years ago and the ecology has changed a lot over a period of time. But old locals faintly remembered the crash and aided Assam Rifles in finding the site, along with the graves where the crew was laid to rest," unquote. The group reportedly sent a team of 34 men on a four-month search to discover the site. It's thought the plane was carrying an 11-member crew and the remains of Allied prisoners of war on a flight from Rangoon to Calcutta when it went down in a heavy storm in Tripura on May 17, 1946. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.